Et ha-shabbat, la sod et ha-shabbat, le doro tamburitolam.
The children of Israel shall keep the Shabbat, observing
serving it throughout their generations as an everlasting covenant. It is a sign between me and the children of Israel forever.
For six days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, and on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed.
And it shall come to pass that from one new moon to another, and from one Shabbat to another, all flesh shall come to worship before me, says the Lord. Amen.
Kaddish, and that is we sang the Kaddish yesterday for our beloved Madonna Dalby, and for those who were able to come, we had a wonderful service yesterday for her, and remembered her. I think we honored the Lord, honored her, and so sorry for those of you who couldn't make it, but. She knows you loved her, and anyhow, so we're going to move on with the service. But
we are going to sing the Kaddish for her, in just a second after we pray. And also, if you would, there are some extra programs in memory of bulletins. So if you would like to take one with you, you're more than welcome. And also the flowers here are all in honor of Madonna. So we all want to remember her fondly. And, there might be a video of the service yesterday. So just we'll try and get that to everyone.
We do have a DVD of pictures of her. And you can get a DVD for, I think, we can talk. You just sign up that you want one. I think it's like $7 for a DVD. And you can get a copy of it, of all the pictures so you can remember Madonna by. But anyhow, what's next, Miss Dawn? Okay. Hallelujah. Let's pray for Israel, for the peace of Jerusalem. Abba, Avinu Malkeinu, you tell us in your word in Psalm 122:6, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper who love thee. So, Lord, we lift up Jerusalem, Shelzahav, Jerusalem of gold. We pray, Shalu Shalom, Yerushalayim. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Abba, we pray for that the blinders would come off your people Israel. Lord, we pray that from the lowest street sweeper to the highest person in the Knesset, to Bibi Netanyahu and to his cabinet and to all our friends there and the generals in the IDF and the soldiers and all the people, Lord, and our relatives over there, that the blinders would be removed, Lord. We pray, Lord, that the those who would try to kill them and drive into them, that their cars would stall. We pray that their knives would fall on the ground and that their rockets would blow up on the launch pads and land in the desert. And we pray, Lord, that their guns would jam and that their vest bombs would not go off. We just thank you, Lord, that you shine your light and expose the evil plots, the evil schemes of the enemy. And Lord, we also pray for our messianic brothers here in America. We pray, Lord, for the rabbis today as they have their services. Lord, we just pray that you bless them and that you bless the work of their hands today. Bless their messages, give them power and anointing today. And I pray, Lord, that you would just give them boldness to speak the truth. And I pray for our leaders, Lord, for Joel Chernoff for healing. I pray also, Lord, that he and the executive committee, Lord, would lead us in righteousness, and that they wouldn't be people pleasers, but they would be God pleasers. Lord, I pray that they would lead us in paths of righteousness for your name's sake, and justice and truth, and that you would remove, that you would clean house and put your people in where you, in leadership that you want in there, Lord. If there's anyone that you don't want, Lord, that you would have your people in there. And when, Lord, I also pray for our Jewish people here in America, that you would remove the blinders from their eyes and reveal your son Yeshua, Jesus, to them, that they would see their Messiah, the one who came from Bethlehem, who was pierced for our transgressions, and who was buried and rose from the dead on the third day at Passover in Jerusalem, Israel. In Yeshua's name, we bind the strong man. Amen. Anthony, the servant.
Okay. And now the Lord says, he who formed Israel in the womb to be his servant, and bring Jacob back to him, and gather Israel unto himself. For he is honored in the eyes of the Lord, and God has been his strength.
Is it too small a thing for Israel to be my servant, to restore the tribes of Jacob, and bring back those of Israel he has kept? He will also make Israel a light for the Gentiles, that he may bring my salvation to the ends of the earth. As I said, this song, the Kaddish, is in honor of Madonna. And we celebrate her life. She's living the best life she ever lived now. Amen. With Yeshua. And we thank her, the Lord, for being able to be with her during this life. Amen. We will sorely miss her. She was our children's teacher. I know the kids will miss her, and we'll all miss the things about her that we loved.
Magnified and sanctified his name, by his word the universe was framed.
When the star is yet was born, no heavenly creature before.
Sanctify his name.
for the Shema.
Adonai Echad Baruch Shem Kivod Malchuto Li'olam Va'ed Be'ahavta et Adonai Elohecha V'chol levavcha V'chol nafshecha ובכל מאודך, והיו הדברים האלה, אשר אנוכי מצוך היום על לבבך, ושינתם לבניך, ודיברת בהם, בשבתך בביתך, ובלכתך בדרך, ובשכבך ובקומך. וקשרתם להיות על ידיך, והיו התותפות בין עיניך, וכתבתם על מזוזות ביתך ובשעריך.
Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord is one. Blessed be the name of his glorious kingdom for all eternity. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might. And have these words which I command you this day be upon your heart. And you shall teach them diligently to your children, and speak of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you retire, and when you arise. And you shall bind them for a sign upon your hand, and let them be frontlets between your eyes. And you shall write them on the doorposts of your house and upon your gates.
Praise the Lord. I'm going to ask Wendell and Ray if they'd like to carry the Torah. And if Mr. Charlie would come and open the ark for us.
Adonai Melech, Adonai Malach, Adonai Imlok Leolam Vaed, Adonai Oz Leamo Yitain, Adonai Yavarech Et Amo Vashalom. There is none like you among the gods, O Lord, and there is nothing like your works. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion is throughout all generations. The Lord reigns, the Lord has reigned, the Lord will reign forever and ever. The Lord will give strength unto his people, the Lord will bless his people with peace.
Amen.
tsuvunecha, v'yanusu misanecha v'konecha, ki mitzion tetze Torah, ki mitzion tetze Torah, udevar Adonai mi'rushalayim, Baruch Shenatan Torah, Torah. Baruch Shenatan Torah, Torah. Le'amo Israel, Bidushato.
When the ark would travel, Moses would say, Arise, O Lord, and let your enemies be scattered, and let them that hate you flee from you. For from Zion will go forth the Torah, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. Blessed be he who in his holiness gave the Torah to his people Israel.
Amen. For the folks at home, just to let you know, we sing in Hebrew and we translate in English. We sing in Hebrew partly because we're Jewish, and partly because that's the language that our Savior spoke and sang in the synagogue and in his day. And so when you hear that language, you're hearing his language. And secondly, the Torah is what the Bible looked like 2,000 years ago, the scrolls. And so we don't worship the scroll, we worship the God of the scroll. But that's a 175-year-old Torah scroll of the five books of Moses, and it's a little tattered, so we don't open it up much anymore. It survived a flood, it survived the Holocaust. We need a new one. We need a new one. But anyhow, so we still read the Bible, though, and that's the same. It's really the same thing. That's what the Bible looked like 2,000 years ago. And do you know what? It costs about $30,000 to $50,000 to get a new one today. And if you translate that back in those days, the average person couldn't own one, so that's why they had to go to the synagogue. You saw many Gentiles, proselytes, anybody who wanted to hear the Torah, unless they were very wealthy. They had to go to the synagogue to hear it read. And that's why James says in Acts 15, he tells the people, for Moses is preached in every city in the synagogues, and if you want to go hear it, you can go to the synagogue, because that's where they had the Torah. And okay, well, let's continue on. Ya'amod Asher ben Zedekiah, Baruchu et Adonai ha'mavorah. Baruch Adonai Hamarach Le'olam Va'ed. Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Asher Bachanu Mikol Haramim Venatan Lanu Et Torto. Baruch Atah Adonai Notein HaTorah. Amen. Bless the Lord, the Blessed One. Blessed is the Lord, the Blessed One for all eternity. Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who has chosen us from all peoples and given us his Torah. Blessed are you, O Lord, giver of the Torah. And before I welcome Mr. Anthony Cody, I just want to say, please forgive me. Dawn is the lead singer, and her voice is not there today, so I'm missing my cues because I'm filling in for her. So she keeps looking at me like, when are you going to start the song? But we made it. We made it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, may I like to present to you Mr. Anthony Cody. Thank you. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you. Can we bring this back? Okay. You can, today's Torah portion has a lot in it, like they all do. So I'm...
Okay. Just plug it in.
Not sure what that is, but... It's by, today's Torah portion is called Vayera, right, and it talks about God appearing. And it's Genesis 18 through 22, and I've got sort of an abbreviated one today. If you want to get more of the Torah, you'd have to come to the Pearls of the Torah. That's every other Shabbat. There'll be a class next week, and we go a little bit more into the Torah, because I don't have enough time this morning to cover it all with guests. You know, if you look at... there's basically three major things in this parasha, which would be two. It's the second cosmic catastrophe that's happened in the world. We see the birth of Isaac, and then we also see at the end of that parasha the Akedah, which is a sacrifice of him, which is the shadow of Yeshua. But this is the second catastrophe, cosmic catastrophe. The first one would have been also in Genesis, which was the flood. And then the second one today, it tells us about God destroying an area called Sodom and Gomorrah. Now, what exactly was the story about Sodom and Gomorrah? When Abraham and Lot came back out of Egypt, they came back wealthy. And Lot decided he would go to this fertile area called Sodom and Gomorrah because it was very fertile and it was a very wealthy area. And that was one of the things that was their downfall. They had excessive wealth. They had excessive pride, and they also did not allow any poor or homeless people were not allowed inside the gates of the city. They did not express or extend any charity to anybody who had a need. And so we see there's a comparison here between the flood and the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah, but it's the two opposites that create the same destruction. You see, during the flood, people took things from everyone, and it was still a very demonic, immoral type of a group of people that lived. God destroyed animals and human beings because the animals were also defiled because they were crossbreeding, and it was a defilation of what God wanted. And we see with Sodom and Gomorrah, they were the opposite in that they had already declared absolute property rights. In other words, you couldn't come in and take their property. It was all theirs, and that's why they did not share with anyone, because it was all of theirs. And we see that another setting here is Abraham, who was, I always called him Abraham the innkeeper, because his tent was always open to travelers. And he gave an opportunity to share the one and only God, the God of Israel. When people would come in, he would talk to them about the Heavenly Father and explain to them there was just one God, not many. And so Abraham has just went through the circumcision of the flesh, and it's in the desert. And, of course, there wasn't a lot of the medicine things back then. So he's in some agony. The circumcision of the flesh is the sign of the covenant that God made with Abraham. And he sees in the distance three people are walking in the heat of the day. And that's not normal in the desert to be out in the very peak of the day because the temperatures are extremely hot. And they approach. He prepares them a meal, if you read the Torah this morning. And God reveals himself to Abraham, and he tells about a pending instruction, a destruction that's going to take place. And God knows that Lot is living there with his family, and so he begs God to not destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. He said, and he goes from 50 people down to 10, but they couldn't find 10 righteous people in Sodom and Gomorrah. So God sends the two angels on. But, you know, we learn a lesson here that God is teaching us. It's an instruction. We are all called to save another person if we can. That means spiritually, we can't save them with our blood, but Yeshua can. But the spiritual saving is to talk to them about redemption. That's the spiritual saving that we can extend to them, and also physically save them. So we see Abraham is expressing that today in the Torah, and that he wants to save the people of Sodom and Gomorrah. And so they go on, and Lot and his wife are saved in family. You see, the angels, when you look at an angel, they are a personification of God's mission in this life. Maybe someone here has met an angel. I have. I met one in North Carolina, but I can't go into the whole story. It's quite a long one. And Rabbi Mary Rebitson Don, who's an angel. Okay, and there's songs about angels. But you see, the reality they possess, they have no intrinsic identity. Their goal is the mission of God. And so they go and they destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. You see, Abraham and Yeshua teach us about being a servant to all people. Matthew 23 tells us in verse 11, it says, "Who is the greatest should be the servant, and whoever humbles himself will be exalted." You see, the servant is an uncrowned servant to mankind, but we are made to be humble and available to serve both God and others. It is when we wear, that is when we truly wear the crown of glory, is when we serve other people. And God tells Abraham about the birth of a child, you know, that it will be born. You know, they were up, I think Abraham at this time was about 100 years old. Sarah was up in her 90s. And Sarah sort of laughs. That's how Isaac got the name of Yitzhak, which means to laugh. She couldn't believe it. But again, it's a shadow of Yeshua coming, because as she gave a birth of a miracle, so did Miriam give a birth of Yeshua that was a miracle. So it's a shadow of what's yet to come. And you know, it was a miracle birth. Isaiah represents the greater seed that would come through Abraham, which would be the Messiah. You see, Yeshua is the one who would remove the curse and save us from death. The crucifixion with Yeshua was where the altar, it was an altar of God, just to close. And it's where we see justice, love, and grace all met at that one point. Shabbat Shalom.
Is my mic? Yeah, there it is.
I'll rise for the closing of the Torah, right, Raymond?
Yeah.
I'll rise for the closing of the Torah.
Bezot HaTorah Asher Shamoshe Lifnei Bnei Yisrael Al Pi Adonai Biad Moshe. And this is the Torah that Moses placed before the children of Israel at the command of the Lord through Moses' hand. It's Chaim he, the Mazikim ba, v'tokeha me'usha, derakeha, takeno, v'chol tivoteha, shalom, hashiveinu. Adonai Elecha v'nashuva Hadesh Hadesh Yameinu Hadesh Yameinu Kekedem. Wisdom is a tree of life to those who hold fast to her, and all who uphold her are blessed. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. Cause us to be turned to you, O Lord, and we shall return. Renew our days as of old. Amen. Please be seated.
Shalom, everyone. Just have a couple of announcements, quick announcements, and we'll continue our service, and we're going to enjoy the Iron Tornos here in a few minutes. Deborah and Vince, they've traveled all the way from California, and so we're just really excited to have them with us today. Amen. And I do want to welcome everyone online. Again, this is our Yehuda Messianic Congregation. We're in Bristol, Virginia, and we want to welcome you to come and be with us. And if you live in the area and you can come and travel here, you know, come and visit. This is your local connection to Israel. And if you're Jewish and you like a place, a warm family to be a part of and to walk in your Jewish heritage, please come on out. And also if you're a Christian and you'd like to serve Israel, if you'd like to be a part of Israel, you don't have to go to Israel to do that. You just have to come down to the Messianic congregation where Jew and Gentile, one in the Messiah, Yeshua is the Messiah of Israel. And I'm so proud to be able to know that and to share it in his love. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So please continue to remember that we have Paul Wilbur coming Saturday, December 2nd. It'll be an evening Saturday concert at the Holiday Inn. We've got that booked. And please tell your friends. We'll be getting flyers and stuff like that ready to go. And we'll need to pray and let God be in control. And we're going to have an awesome night December 2nd. Also, of course, we never have any lack for a feast coming up, right? If you're in the Messianic, the Jewish community, we've always got some celebration, so don't forget Hanukkah is on the way, and so after Paul Wilbur, we'll be celebrating Hanukkah, so put that on your calendar as well. And as I mentioned, that I keep forgetting to bring a flyer with me, the MJA Southeast Conference is, Diane, tell me what the dates are, please. December 15 to 17 in Orlando, the Southeast Conference 2017, and Rabbi and I will be there. So come join us. You can either fly, it's real cheap, on Allegiant, or, you know, carpool together. It's only 12-hour 12-hour drive. It's only 12 hours. It's not that bad. And if you go with a bunch of people, it's fun, right? So come on down. It's a great weekend. And, of course, I don't know, Deborah, will you be there? This, not on this one. I think it's Corey Bell. I don't know who all the music is. But anyway, please come. And if you can manage that. And I think that's all I have. Oh, we were going to do a work day this week, Wendell. Uh-oh, see? You made a promise. But
he's going to do it. He's doing it.
You are? Seriously? Okay. All right. Because I know some other things have come up. But Wendell?
We're driving ourselves. He's not going with us.
Oh, okay. I got you. Okay. So Wendell, Williams, everybody, look at Wendell. Say, Wendell. is going to lead work here on Wednesday. What time are you going to start? 9 o'clock. So I'll need somebody to be here because I may not be able to be here now. Robin, will sort of, is usually around, but you know, we'll need people to be here to at 9 o'clock to open everything up, the gate and all that. And Wendell's got a project planned, and we're all going to work together and make the synagogue a glory to the Lord. Amen. There's some projects that need to be done in the parking lot and around. There's many, many things, and we're going to start on some of the major things. So, and if someone wants to think about lunch, maybe you ladies can't work, but maybe a couple ladies, you know, gather lunch and have that ready. All right, that'd be a blessing. And I think that's all that I have. Rabbi, am I missing anything?
No, you did very well, honey.
Okay. Well, just don't forget Miss Madonna. We've got her picture. I had her picture up here, and I guess it got brought in the back, and I'm going to put it there, and then we'll keep it over in the fellowship hall. And if anybody, I think these flowers are going to go bad, so if we leave them here all week, so we can sort of, if anyone wants to take a flower home in honor of Miss Madonna, let's share them. Don't anybody hoard. But we'll take them over to the fellowship hall, and if anybody wants to take a flower home for Miss Madonna, you can do that. And would anybody like to say anything concerning Madonna if you did not get to come? Has anybody got anything they want to share concerning Madonna?
Don't be shy.
Yes, and come up and
why don't you come up, honey, and get the microphone so they can hear you.
I'd just like to say that I don't think that I've met anyone quite like Miss Madonna was. I really don't have words for her. I just know that she radiated a love that I hadn't seen in many, many years. And the thing that's most difficult about not having her here is that she was such a lady that she wouldn't worry anybody about anything, and hence we didn't know that she was about to leave us. So her memory will be with me forever. I know she loved these children, and I can only hope that as my life continues that I would carry some of the things that she showed and taught me.
Amen. Anybody else? Bring the mic to her.
I've known Madonna almost for 3 to 4 years, since I've been coming here since I got here, like in 2011. I started coming here right after that. And she and Robert always knew that I had a transportation problem getting here. And they was all so faithful in picking me up. And then they would take me to my Robert volunteered to take me to my doctor's appointment in Marion, Dr. Curtis, that Rabbi recommended. She'll be so missed because she was such an important part of this congregation, and she would always come and pick me up for the newsletters. And we would just do so many things together. And I know Marilyn was close to her too. And she'll have many memories of her left too, huh, Marilyn? So she will not be soon forgotten. She will never be forgotten. And I will never, ever have the friend that she was. I mean, certain people come along in a lifetime. And when those people are gone, that personality and that person is gone forever. And there can be a lot of people come into a lot of people's lives, but no one has that special touch that that one person had, you know? And it's just heartbreaking that we had to lose her so soon, because I really kind of like depended on her. And I know I lost my cousin 3 years ago, and it's like losing my cousin all over again, because she was like the same kind of person. So that's my take on Madonna, that sweet, precious lady.
Anybody else? Shabbat shalom, everyone. I'm Diane, and I've gotten to know Madonna every Wednesday at prayer. We both came faithfully, and she taught me intimate prayer time on humanity, how to love the unlovable. I think we all probably have a few people that have crossed our paths in our lives. It's just hard to just love them sometimes, but she, that's her legacy with me. That's the stamp that she has made on my life, is to never give up hope on the ones that you feel are hopeless. So thank you, Madonna. I'll see you. We'll be smiling the next time I see you.
Madonna's always been a part of my life. She's been babysitting. She's babysitted me since I was a baby, and she was there when I was born. And she's just always been a part of my life, and she's always loved on me, and I could always depend on her to come to me in one of my best friend's games, and she'd always be there, and she'd always be there to support me, and she'd be there every Saturday, and I could always depend on that hug. And I didn't expect this to happen, and I loved her so much. She was like another mom to me. And I know she's in a better place now, and that we'll get to see her one day again, and that she's dancing around in heaven, and this world didn't deserve her. And she was so kind and so nice, and people didn't treat her the way she deserved to be treated. She was an angel. She was perfect. And she was so loving and kind. And she was always supportive of everybody, no matter what she was going through. She always had something lovely to say to someone. And she was always there for everybody, no matter what she was going through. And it didn't matter to her, and it didn't matter to other people. Some people just didn't treat her the way she was supposed to be treated, but she was such a great person. She loved on me, and I loved her, and she was like family to me.
She's your godmother.
And I thought this was gonna happen this quick, and I wish it didn't, but she's in a better place now. So it's
well said, son. I think he summed it up. Amen. Anybody else? It's okay if you don't. We've said pretty much everything there is to say. But let's continue on. Yeah, I remember when Isaac was a baby, Madonna, we didn't ask her. She used to come and feed him. She'd sit all night long, and Don would have bottles in the fridge, and she would feed him and burp him and put him back to sleep and rock him. And she would come night after night after night, and she would just feed him, and he was born he wasn't thriving. He was so small I could hold him in one hand. Now it takes four hands, but you can see he's thriving now, praise the Lord. But he deeply loved Madonna, and she loved him, and she just, you know, she would come, she just took care of him, she babysat. And she was there for so many people. Thank you. We just thanked her when we saw her. We said our goodbyes. We thanked her for all that she's done. And praise the Lord. She's with the Lord, so we can rejoice. She is definitely in a better world. All right. Well, we have... sorry to do this to you guys. It's like, tough act to follow. My gosh, do you want us to move this thing out of the way? No, we can move it. No, we'll move it. And somebody, Greg, could you give Wendell a hand? We can just move it right over there. It's fine. Or behind, actually, just right back there. Yeah. Okay. I want to introduce, I've been hearing, yes, Don. Oh, we're going to do our tithes and offerings at this point, and maybe you could just, okay. So let me pray, and we'll bring our tithes and offerings. There will be a special love offering for our guests at the end of the service. But if anybody has a tithe or an offering for Zion's sake and Lion of Judah, this would be the time. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for Lord for the opportunity to give to you, give back to you what's already yours, and we thank you, Lord, that you bless us in so many ways, Lord. You take care of us, you feed us, you clothe us. You talk about the sparrow and the flowers of the field, but you take care of us much more than them. And we just give you the praise and the glory that we get the chance to give back to you, Lord. Your word says God loves a cheerful giver. So, Lord, put it on our hearts today what you have for us to give. And we just give you the praise and the honor and the glory in Yeshua's name. If you're making out a check, you can make it to For Zion's Sake Ministries. And if you're online and you'd like to give, if this is your congregation online, if you're out there and you'd like to donate, you can donate at our website. And God bless you as you give. Just come and bring the boxes right here. We also have a spare change basket for Israel. If anybody has some spare change in their pocket and you'd like to bless the needy in Israel, we collect that, and so just put it right in the basket there. I want to introduce our guest. As you can come, you can feel free to come, and we're not going to have a song to do it. And we're so conditioned to a song, the offertory. I'll sing the offertory. Oh, they're going to sing the offertory. The intornos. And then let me introduce you. I'll let you introduce yourself. You know, for years I've been hearing about this couple, Deborah and Vince, Deborah Klein, Ian Torno, and her husband Vince, and they live in California, and I'd never seen them, but I know they've been playing, you know, for several years, they've been playing all around, and congregations, and traveling, and doing conferences, Messiah Conference, and we just keep missing each other. And we've never met until last night. We had a great dinner together last night.
But we've been friends on Facebook.
We've been friends on Facebook. Yeah, we've been chatting away on Facebook, and they're just a wonderful couple, and you're gonna be blessed. I've been listening to their music on YouTube. This is the album particularly that I've been listening to. Is this the new one, Walk on Water?
No, the brand new one. But you've seen most of this because we just released.
Okay, so I've been listening to Walk on Water, which is wonderful, and the new one that I haven't heard is Here I Am, Hineni, and this must be your first one, Glorious Day, Glorious Day. So if you'd like to get a CD afterward, there'll be a table at the back, and I encourage you to get their music. I think it'll speak for itself when you hear them. And I'm going to let them tell you about themselves. They're actually moving out this way. And they will be probably in the North Carolina area, and so hopefully we can see them more often.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to get them to move here and hang out with us, but we'll see. You know, Lord would have to do that. So anyway, welcome Deborah Klein and Vince Iantorno.
Thank you. I'm really excited to be here. Like we said, we've been friends on Facebook for a very long time. So I can't believe we only met in person last night. I really feel like I've known Rabbi Joe and watched him through some health issues and us praying for him. So I feel like we've just truly have known each other for so long. Isn't that just interesting? And it's interesting what God does in our life and how he brings people and sometimes calls them back home. You know, I mean, he'll always call us back home. Just sometimes we never know when. And yes, that, you know, it it is a little difficult to come up and sing and dance after hearing so much about, is it Madonna? Was that her name? Madonna. And she sounds like such a beautiful person, and believe it or not, you know, these are people that while I was out and arrangements were being made to come here, I was really looking forward to meeting her as well. And I'll share a little bit more with you a little later, and you'll get to know a little bit more about Vince and I. But just want to say that she sounds like such a beautiful, loving person. And trust me, I did not come to the Lord easy. I came to the Lord after much pain and suffering, including losing my 8-year-old daughter. And but now that I know Messiah, I know this for sure. I will see my mom again. And you, I know where Madonna is just from hearing everything about her. She is at a banquet table. She's going to have Thanksgiving at a very big table sitting with the Lord.
Amen.
So that's how I want you to picture her. And you know, through our pain and suffering, there's something called a sacrifice of praise. And people see us coming up and dancing and singing for the Lord and think that everything is just great. No, we go through the heartaches too. But one thing is constant, and that is how much our God loves us. And that, and how good He is, always, even when we don't understand it. So I'm going to ask you all to stand up, and we're going to do Messianic aerobics. That means that even if you have never done Messianic dance, just dance where you are. Get in the aisle. Let the Holy Spirit move. And don't let me dance up here all by myself, because I cannot sing and be still. This song is actually a prayer, but it's a lively prayer. And it's a prayer to my brothers and sisters in Israel who do not yet know Messiah. So let's sing and dance and pray together in song. Brothers and sisters,
wake up, children of the Lord, wake up, your God is calling you. Shuva, Shuva, Shuva Israel to Adonai Echad our God. Wake up, children of the Lord, wake up, your God is calling you. Shuva, Shuva, Shuva Israel to Adonai Echad our God. In righteousness, in holiness, receive the promise He has today. Messiah, Yeshua, the only way.
Wake up, children of the Lord, wake up, your God is calling you. Shuva, Shuva, Shuva Israel to Adonai, our God. Wake up, children of the Lord, wake up, your God is calling you. Shuva, Shuva, Shuva Israel to Adonai Echad our God. In righteousness, in holiness, and here return to you, children of the Lord. Wake up, wake up. Whoa, 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 whoa. So
upon his mercy seat, awaiting that his children receive the promise he has to deem Messiah, Yeshua, the only way. Yeah, yes he is, tell me. So brothers and sisters, wake up, it's time to shake off the dust. Shuba, return to Adonai, Echad, our God. Wake up, children of the Lord, wake up, your God is calling you. Shuba, 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 Israel. Adonai, Echad, our God. Wake up, children of the Lord. Wake up, your God is calling you. Shuva, 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 Israel, to Adonai, Echad, our God. In righteousness, in holiness, in here we turn to you, children of the Lord. That's our prayer.
Hallelujah.
Now, one little thing about me is that on my father's side, I am a German-Polish Jew. Well, he married a very feisty Puerto Rican. So I grew up a little mixed up. But, you know, when the Lord called me to do this, he did say, be who you are. So the Lord gave us something a little different, and it is called Messianic Salsa.
Debbie, do you want to tell them what your mother called you as you grew up?
Yes. My mom, would you all agree that Deborah is a pretty nice biblical name? Yeah. Well, my mother called me Jew. She called me Jew. She said, hey, Jew, get over here. Jew better sit down, and Jew better shut up. And I know you all know what I'm talking about, don't you? Yes? Okay. Well, this song is called Dancing in the New Jerusalem. And it's the first song that the Lord ever gave me. And those of you who blow the shofar, get your shofars ready. Because there is a part of the song that
we need you to blow.
That we're going to need you to blow, when it says the sound of trumpets will fill the air. And this is when the Lord returns and is dwelling with us.
Yeah.
Turn up the master a little bit. Come on.
We'll be dancing in the streets, dancing at his feet, dancing in the streets of gold. We'll be dancing in the streets, dancing at his feet, dancing in the new Jerusalem. And we will sing Kadosh Kadosh to the Lord of hosts, joining in the angel's choir. And forever we will be all in unity, every nation and every tribe. We'll be dancing in the streets, dancing at his feet, dancing in the streets of gold. We'll be dancing in the streets, dancing at his feet, dancing in the new Jerusalem. And we will sing Kadosh Kadosh to the Lord of hosts, joining in the angels' choir. And forever we will be all in unity, every nation and every tribe. And when we all meet in Jerusalem, joy and peace will be everywhere. Yeshua will live among us now. The sound of shofars will fill the air. And we'll all say, you are holy, 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 exalted high in glory. You defeated sin to save the souls of men. Waiting for the hour when you come in strength and power, holding victory in your mighty hand. And we will sing Kadosh Kadosh to the Lord of hosts, joining in the angels' choir. And forever we will be all in unity, every nation and every tribe. We'll be dancing in the street, dancing at his feet, dancing in the streets of gold. We'll be dancing in the streets, dancing at his feet, dancing in the new Jerusalem. We'll be dancing in the new Jerusalem. We'll be dancing in the new Jerusalem.
So, what will we say when we see someone who doesn't believe? We're going to say, hey, Jew, come on.
Join us, dancing in the new Jerusalem. Join us. Join us, dancing in the new Jerusalem. Join us.
Joining in the angels' choir,
singing Kadosh, 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 Kadosh to the Holy One above. Join us, dancing in the new Jerusalem. Join us.
Ooh, Yeshua is coming back for us. You know he promised us the room in his Father's house. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Oh, yes, he did.
Join us, dancing in the new Jerusalem.
Prepared like a beautiful bride with her streets in gold. From the four corners of the earth, all will return to Yerushalayim. Can you imagine what worship will be when we're dancing and singing with
dancing
our
in
King? Dancing in the streets paved in gold, a new heaven and earth.
Dancing in the new Jerusalem.
Join us dancing in the new Jerusalem. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord. Woo! And we will lift our eyes. This is one of our new songs. And it's from the song. All comes from the goodness of the Lord. Lord, we worship you, we honor you.
I lift my eyes to the mountain. Where does my help come from? I lift my eyes to the mountain. Where does my help come from? the people keeper. Are you Lord, the guardian who never sleeps? You keep with me, Lord, that I may not slip now. Where does my help come from? What can shelter me? It comes from you, Lord. It comes from you, Lord. Of heaven and earth, it comes from you, Lord. It comes from you, Lord. You're the maker of heaven and earth. You shade our shelter day and night.
Our great and mighty God.
Their voice. every creature in the sea and every flying bird, let every mountain, every field and valley of the earth, the living God who rules them by His word. Hallelujah! Glory be to our great God. Hallelujah! Glory be.
We thank you for your presence, Lord. We thank you for your Ruach HaKodesh, for your Holy Spirit, Lord. And we just pray that you would continue to pour out your Spirit like a flood and pour it out on our brothers and sisters in Israel, Lord, which is our prayer. Pour out your Spirit, Lord.
On your people, pour out your Spirit, Lord. On your people, let it rain. Let it rain. Pour out your fire, Lord. On your people, Lord. Pour out your mercy, Lord, on your people. Pour out your mercy, Lord, on your people. Let it rain. Abba, let it rain. Pour out your fire. Pour out your fire, Lord. On your people, burning desire, Lord. on your people.
Pour out your fire, Lord,
on your people, let it rain.
Because it's always the year to those of us who believe in Messiah Yeshua and know that he was the one prophesied in Isaiah. And even when he read the scroll in Isaiah at the temple and said this prophecy was being fulfilled, they still quite couldn't see. Which is why we pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And it's not just for the war, but it's the peace that only the Prince of Peace himself can bring. Hallelujah. In their hearts.
Amen.
That it will always be the year of the Lord's favor.
Anointed me to bring the good news to the poor and bind up
the brokenhearted, to bring to Zion a crown of beauty instead of ashes, oil of joy, instead of mourning, songs of praise, an everlasting covenant all your days. For this is the year, this is the year, this is the year of the Lord's favor. This is the year, this is the year, this is the year of the Lord's favor. This is the year of the Lord's favor. This is the year of the Lord's favor. Shine on you, a crown of jewels given to his bride will forever adorn you. Blessing and honor instead of shame, a double portion of all. Removing darkness from the light, and to the blind restore their sight. For this is the year, this is the year, this is the year of the Lord's favor. This is the year, this is the year, this is the year of the Lord's favor. This is the year of the Lord's favor. This is the year of the Lord's favor. Oil of joy, instead of mourning, songs of praise, an everlasting covenant all your days. For this is the year, this is the year, this is the year of the Lord's favor. This is the year, this is the year, this is the year of the Lord's favor. This is the year of the Lord's favor. This is the year of the Lord's favor.
It's also, we've been doing a lot of the new songs, although that one was on the last one. This is called Abraham's Song, and you know, it was it Charlie was talking a little bit about Abraham during liturgy. That was anyway. This is actually called Abraham's Song. And this is a time where, again, it's just a prayer. And a praise to our faithful God who calls us. And if we just could put our ear to listen for when he calls us, and so that we can follow him.
Be obedient.
And be obedient to him.
Call to me and I will answer.
place to worship you, to hear your heart, to hear your voice. I wait at your feet and worship you. Faith arise, Lord, deep within my soul, that I may run to do your will, to love you with my whole entire heart, and walk in faith beside you still, to know you more, to know you. You are good, Lord.
It's okay. To try to remove all these earthly things that seem to overwhelm us. And you know, we're all guilty of it. Technology, our iPhones, our emails, our texts, and you're just like, oh boy, and you're so overwhelmed. And ladies, you could sit. I'm just going to just briefly let you know who this, what's a nice Jewish girl like this married to this Italian over here. And how we came to even be here. Because the truth is, I was an atheist. I did not believe in God. I could not believe in God. Although, I will tell you, I am from a very long line of cantors on my father's side. And so my father also had a beautiful voice. He was offered a scholarship at Juilliard. But instead he chose to take care of his feisty little 4'8" Puerto Rican. And, but I will tell you, yeah, it was just that there was a lot of spice in my house, I'll tell you that, you know.
And there's spice in ours too, because see, I have a little both of everything, right, Vince? You would say that I have a Jewish mother's heart, you know, but also the temper with a Puerto Rican punch.
Oh boy. Yeah, I can attest to that.
But anyway, my dad and I used to sit up for hours, and although I, like I told you, I come from a very long line of cantors, and I think everybody knows what a cantor is in the Orthodox Jewish community, starting in Poland and ending up in New York. My father, however, he wasn't 100% sure, but sometimes he would sit, think maybe there was something. And the reason why we would sit up and have lots of conversations, and it would be, you know, he would tell us about the background, and, you know, and how so many of our people died in the Holocaust. And so I thought, how could there be a God that could allow that? I mean, if God is love, that just doesn't seem very loving to me. And so I grew up pretty much very much in control of myself, in control of everything I could control.
She thought.
I know, and I certainly did try to control everything. My dad did tell me I would have to marry a real tough guy that I, you know, because I was so controlling, which I did. But a very loving, tough
certainly
guy.
Certainly not me.
Well, no, because you're a loving man and a good example of what a loving husband is. But we, you know, met in a nightclub, and many of you have heard me sing before. I am sure of it, because I have done many numerous commercials on TV and radio, and I am the voice of Cherry 7-Up, CNH Sugar, Mexicana Airlines, just a lot of commercials. I actually used to make money doing this, you know. And
bottom line is, we were professional musicians when we met. Yep. And then when we got married, we were still professional musicians, and we were still unbelievers.
That's right. And
oh, okay. So yeah, I told Rabbi the story last night. So I was playing in a nightclub. A bar, whatever you want to call it. It was a restaurant with a nightclub in it.
It was a bar.
Okay, bar, whatever you want to call it. And so she came in to see the group that I was with, and she happened to know the owner. So the owner said, "Hey, why don't you go up there and sing one with him?" So she said, "Well, okay." So she walked up, you know, asked us, you know, told us the owner asked her to come up. So we said, "Okay, come on up." She came up and she went to grab my microphone, you know, off the thing. And I said, "Well," I said, "please don't touch my microphone. You can leave it on the stand."
He did say that.
I don't. Well, because, you know, you would get people who would drink and they'd come in and they'd take your microphone and drop it. You know, it's a $150 microphone. Swing them. So I just wanted to, you know, I just wanted to make sure. I didn't know her. So right away she thought I was a jerk. And
I got even with him, though. I really did. I married him 3 months later.
This is true.
But that is how we met. And we had two beautiful daughters. And just to make a very long story short, you know, we were so in control of everything. Well, our first daughter, Natasha Rose, was born with cerebral palsy. And, you know, she was in a wheelchair. And but she did know who we were, and even though she really couldn't talk, she made a lot of sounds, and she loved when I sang, and she would always try to sing, and she'd make these sweet sounds, and always knew who we were. And I always thought that she was gonna get better. I thought she would just get better. But instead, about 2 weeks before she turned 8, it was actually on New Year's Day. she passed away. She ended up having a heart attack, of all things. Because she was in a wheelchair and was not mobile, if she got a cough, it was, you know, she just couldn't cough things out in any which way. I was very, very bitter and very upset. And I had, we lived in an apartment building at that time when we first started, and I had gone in the back of the building and I started throwing rocks up at the sky, cussing at this God that I didn't even believe in. It's a little ironic, isn't it? But I did. Well, my parents had moved from New York to California, and then, you know, after the baby grew up, they decided, and, you know, and I got married, they moved to Las Vegas. And so I was feeling, you know, so heartbroken with the loss of little Tosh, that, which is what I called her. And I wanted to be near my mom. So we had gone to Las Vegas and thought maybe we would look for a home and I could be near my mother. But he had a wonderful job in California, but he was willing to do that for me, and I'm sure he could have been transferred. But he, believe it or not, he used to be the national vice president of underwriting of Blue Cross. And so, but he was a musician on the weekends. And but any which way, I went out now, you know, with my other daughter, Vanessa, the youngest one, and we went to Las Vegas, and I had a great time. It was the 4th of July weekend, had a great time with my parents, and we had gone out to eat, my mom, just the girls, and me and my daughter. And when we got back, my mom wasn't feeling too well, and I thought, my gosh, man, mom, for 4'8", you really put the stuff away. I thought, man, she just ate, you know, so much. It was like,
they all did, believe me.
Yeah, we did. I'll be honest with you, I did. People think I have this like tapeworm inside because I can pack it away, but actually I used to better than I can now. But any which way, in the morning, Vince was going to be coming, flying out from California because it was the 4th of July weekend. My mom told me that she wasn't feeling too good, and I bent down because she was tiny. She was 4'8". And I bent down and I kissed her forehead, and she was very warm. And I said, you know, Mom, it feels like you have a fever. And so she said, you know, I going to take a shower, and you know, I feel better. So she went, and I went to go take mine in the other bathroom, when suddenly I heard this pounding on the door, and it was my dad. And I opened the door. My dad was just standing in the hallway, frozen, just pointing to the bedroom. So I went to the bedroom, and he was just frozen, and I thought, you know, what's going on? So when I walked in, I saw my mom. She never made it to the bathroom. She was face down on the floor. And I turned her over and realized that her skin color was changing. And so I called, my dad was frozen, called 911, and they were explaining to me over the phone how to give her CPR. And my daughter was peeking through the doorway, watching her mommy frantically trying to save her mom, which kind of traumatized her a little bit. Bottom line is, my mom did not make it. It turns out that her aorta ruptured, so she actually managed to live a little longer through the night than most people would have, but we didn't know. And so now I'm about ready to move to be with my mom, because I just lost my daughter. And we get to the hospital, and they thought they might have gotten her going, but they finally came in and said there was nothing else they could do, and she was gone. And so I went behind the hospital this time. And this time, I guess somebody was collecting bottles or something. And I thought, well, those are look pretty good. And I started just flinging those up into the sky. And I'm really cussing again at this God that I don't believe in. And I remember saying, you know, don't think I never read anything, because I did go to a private Catholic school. We did that only because it was the best school in Puerto Rico. And I went, and I had great friends that were nuns, and they tried everything they could with me, but didn't work. But I loved the school, and I loved the nuns, and they had a great music program, and I always got the solos, so I really liked it, you know. But I started screaming at God. I said, don't think that I don't know, and, you know, if you're really real, you know, you say we're your chosen people. Will you want to tell me what we're chosen for? To burn in ovens? To lose our children and outlive our kids? And then your mom dies right when you're about ready to go. And I was just angry. I was angry. I felt completely out of control. There was nothing I could do to fix it, and I could fix anything. Well, little time had passed, and my one and only daughter, like I said, a long story, I had to have a hysterectomy for cancer when I was 21, and my second daughter was our miracle. She came up to us, and I told you it was pretty traumatic. It was just something in her. She couldn't get that vision of me trying to save my mom and other things, and she finally came up to Vince and I, sat us down and said, you know, Mom, Dad, I'm addicted to crystal meth. And I was just like, what? I didn't even know what that was, but it sounded like it was drugs. And so we took her to a drug rehab, and when I dropped her off, I was so distraught. Because that's not the way a parent pictures their kid to leave home, you know? You picture your little ballerinas and your whatever, you know, in our case it was girls, you know, not one to just die. And then the other one is probably going to die because she's doing something so bad. And she would get married and go, but no, it was a drug rehab. So I was crying and crying. I remember some of the ladies in the rehab were coming up to me and putting their arms around me saying, don't worry, honey, you're going to love it here, because they thought it was me in the condition I was in when I went there. But any which way, I was broken. And by the time, this was we dropped her off 3 hours away from us in a place called San Clemente. We came home, and I was so upset. And the next day, I bumped into an old friend of mine. Her name is Heather. She is a beautiful redhead Irish girl. And she was like, Deb, how are you? And I'm like, not doing too good. She says, how's Vanessa? And I told her what had happened. And she was like, oh, Deb. She goes, girl, you need Jesus. And I was like, really, Heather? Hello? Hello? I'm Jewish, remember? And she said, ooh, and an arrogant Jew you are. And I said, oh? She said, yeah. She goes, we worship the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And I was like, how do you know about that, you know? But I came home and I told Vince, I said, you know, hon, I've been invited to go to church. I don't know what else to do. I'll probably end my life, and because the minute I walk in, I'm going to burn up if he's real, you know? And I said, so I'm going to go to church. You don't have to go with me if you don't want. And he was like, I'll go with you, you know?
Not quite in that tone of voice.
So we went and...
Let me take it over a little bit.
Oh, you take over.
Wow.
Sorry, honey.
So, we went to church for the first time since we had gotten married, which was just being there to get married. But so we went to church, and we were thinking, you know, we're going to go in there and hear this music like a
Ave Maria.
Now, that's very beautiful, but it, you know, it wasn't our kind of music. You know, we were professional musicians, so. So we go in there, and lo and behold, there is a full piece, a 12-piece band in there with horn sections. And they were great. They were really good. And they were doing worship music. And Debbie looks over at me and she says, is this God music? And I'm going, well, I guess so. So
they were good. I didn't think God music.
So all of a sudden, Debbie starts shaking. She's holding on to me, and she's shaking like this. And I'm like, what's going on? So then they slowed the pace down. They did a slow song. It was a Tommy Walker song. I don't know if you've ever heard of him. Great worship leader. And he did a song called I Fix My Eyes on You. I Lay My Burdens Down. And that was it for her. She started wailing and crying and bawling uncontrollably. And she was so afraid that people were going to think she was crazy, she got behind me and, you know, buried her face in my shirt and just hid there. The problem is, I had a white shirt on that day. And, you know, women do wear makeup, right? So you can imagine, for the remainder of the day, I kind of walked around with the shroud of Debbie on my back. So.
But any which way, that day, the message. You know, I don't want to make this any longer. So there was a message that came up, and it spoke to my heart. And it actually, also a woman had come up who had lost her child. And I was staring at her because I could see her hurt, but there was something else. There was this peace. And she was talking about seeing her kid again. And I had a dream in the meantime of my mom, who saw me working on her and went up to be with, what she said, over a tunnel where my daughter, Natasha, was riding roller skates around the tunnel, not in a wheelchair, saying, Mama, come up, look, Jesus made me whole. And so, bottom line is, after the message and the music, it took the music to break me. It was good music, and I could focus on the words as well as the music. I ended up giving my heart to the Lord that day because I wanted to see my mother and my daughter again. And
when they did the altar call, when they said the prayer, and they asked those, you know, who said that prayer for the very first time and believed now to raise their hand, this one didn't raise her hand. She leapt totally.
I had no control of my body that day. It was the weirdest thing. I mean, miss in control. I didn't try to get up. I just leapt out of my chair. And the pastor looked at me and he said, you? Not Jew, you. You will never be the same. Now, interesting, 3 hours away is my daughter in drug rehab. Somebody started to speak to her about the Lord and saying, you know, we have two tracks. We have one that we follow the higher power, and we have one that's an outright Christian track. And she had no clue I was stepping foot into church for the first time, giving my heart to the Lord, where 3 hours later, she was stepping foot into church for the first time, giving her heart to the Lord. That's how God works. So I know when you heard the psalm, it comes from you, Lord, and there was, you know, it comes from your peace. And the girl was singing, it comes from your peace. It comes. That's my daughter, Vanessa, by the way, who has a beautiful voice and is singing background vocals with me. Now, my father, just to quickly tell you, when I gave my heart to the Lord, my dad kind of thought I was a Jesus freak. And we used to call him JC. But any which way, over time, he could see something different in me and in Vince. And the day before my father died, he finally gave his heart to his Jewish Messiah, Yeshua. So since then, God brought us from the professional musician realm to doing what we do now. And we've been traveling all over the United States, all over the world. We were with Paul Wilbur in Cuba, because also our music is in Espanol and in Hebrew. And so God can take the worst of circumstances. And this is what I want to say into the young man who was crying at the loss of Madonna. Sometimes these really hard circumstances give us some hope, because you have something that other people that lose their loved one doesn't have. You have Yeshua. You have hope, and he has made us promises. One of them wasn't that everything was going to be great, and that, as a matter of fact, he promised things wouldn't be great. You know, we would have trials and tribulations. But you have Yeshua. And because of that, man, you're going to be dancing in the New Jerusalem with Madonna. So let's sing praise and worship and hold God for his promises. He is faithful. He is faithful and just. And I do understand now about the Holocaust, and I accept it, because he gave his only son to die for me and for you, despite who we are.
So would you all agree that we have an on-time God? Now, he's not always there exactly when you think he should be, but he's always right on time. And one example of that is in feeding the multitudes of 5,000, right?
That's right. And so you already heard Messianic salsa. I think we can hear some Messianic gospel. Now I'm going to tell you a story about our awesome God. So let's everybody stand up and dance, because we're going to just do two more songs.
He's an on-time God. Oh, yes, he is. Whoa, on-time God. Oh, yes, he is. Job said he may not come when you want him, but he'll be there right on time. I tell you, he's an on-time God. Oh, yes, he is.
Now listen.
You can ask the children of Israel, trapped at the Red Sea, by that mean old Pharaoh and his army. Well, they had water all around them.
That's right.
And old Pharaoh at their back. And in a way, God stepped in and cut a highway just like that. So let me tell you, he's an all-time God. Oh, yes, he is. Whoa, on-time God. Oh, yes, he is. Job said he may not come when you want him, but he'll be there right on time. I tell you, he's an on-time God. Yes, he is. You can ask Mary and Martha, their brother Lazarus was
sick in bed. And they said, Yeshua, please come heal him. But he waited till he was dead. And they said, Lord, I don't understand why you waited till now to come. Yeshua said, Lazarus, come forth, and death, let him go. He came a-walking out of that tomb. So let me tell you, he's an all-time God. Oh, yes, he is. Oh, on-time God. Oh, yes, he is. Job said he may not come when you want him, but he'll be there right on time. I tell you, he's an on-time God. Oh, yes, he is. He's on time.
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 My God is on time when you need him.
He's on time.
Really need.
He's on time.
You know the Lord our God. He's on time because he's an on time God. Oh, yes, he is. Whoa, oh, 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 on time God. Oh, yes, he is. Job said he may not come when you want him, but he'll be there right on time. I tell you, he's an on time God. Because he's an on time God. He's an on time God. Yes, he is. Oh, God is an all-time God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Well, Rabbi, do we have time for one more song? Okay. Which one? Which one? I promise. I
just
told.
Don't get her mad.
Oh, I dear who? You want to do that one? Okay. You haven't heard it, have you? How did you hear it?
Are you going to
so
dance if we do
it? You did hear it through with Mindy. Okay, yeah.
You guys dance, yeah.
They know it. We'll do I dear who. Maybe we'll do two more if there's time. I don't know. All right. Are you all in a hurry? Okay. Neither are we. We're here with you guys, but I know you have a long drive.
There's plenty of joy left to be had.
Oh, boy, Yeshua, come and rebuild your mighty temple.
Be
Yeshua. Circle. Let's see. We've done Messianic salsa. We've done Messianic gospel. I think we should do some Messianic merengue. Yes. And the name of this is Who is the One? So those of you on the PowerPoint. Because this one we can do a conga line around the room. We can party for God. Have a God party. Let's end this with a God party. That's what I say. Okay. Who is the one there from the beginning? Who is the one who always will be? Who is the one bringing hope to the hopeless, who gave his life for me? Yeshua Adonai, Yeshua Adonai. Who was the one to be born of a virgin, prophesied many years before? Was enthroned over earth and the heavens, the sin of the world he bore. Yeshua Adonai, tell me who? Yeshua Adonai. May all the blind ones see Messiah, the conquering King, seed of David, Lord of Israel. May all the blind ones hear, the time is drawing near. May they hear it when the Lion of Judah roars. Who is the one resurrected to heaven, giving himself for the souls of men? Who is the one who is coming again with victory in his hands? Yeshua Adonai, Yeshua Adonai. May all the blind ones see Messiah, the conquering King, seed of David, the Lord of Israel. help me keep the peace. May all the deaf ones hear that time is drawing near. May they hear it when the Lion of Judah roars.
I can't hear them, so help me. If you can keep this beat when I'm clapping, thank you. It's hard to hear them in there, so I need your help. Thank you. Okay, here we go. Okay, I'm going to sing out some questions, which is prophesied, and you're going to sing me back the answers. And it's really simple. It goes like this. This is what you do.
Adonai, Yeshua Adonai.
Now you try it. Ready?
Adonai, Yeshua Adonai.
You got it. Here we go.
Adonai.
Who always was.
Yeshua Adonai.
Who forever will be.
Adonai.
Bringing hope to the hopeless.
Yeshua Adonai.
Who gave his life for me.
Adonai.
Who was born of a virgin.
Yeshua
prophesied
Adonai.
Many years before.
Adonai.
Who sits enthroned over heaven and
Yeshua
earth.
Adonai.
King of world evil. Yeshua, Yeshua, Yeshua,
Yeshua,
King of kings and Lord of lords.
Adonai.
In the order of Melchizedek,
the
one who was foretold.
Adonai.
So sing out his name and praise him.
Yeshua, Adonai.
Sing out and call on his name.
Adonai.
Cause he will always hear you.
Yeshua,
and you
Adonai.
Will never be the same. Yeah. Yeshua, Yeshua, Yeshua,
Yeshua, Adonai,
Adonai. Thank you guys so much for allowing us to come and be part of your service and for allowing me to meet new family. My southern family. I'll be talking like you sometime soon. It's my hillbilly family. Oh,
dang.
Now I'm really confused. My grandchildren are coming out. Let's see, Puerto Rican, Jewish, Italian, and hillbilly.
Test one. Okay. Praise the Lord. Bless you. That was wonderful. Thank you. Yes, you have to learn the difference between hillbilly and southern and country, Appalachian, and but you will learn it. You will learn it. I'm the hillbilly rabbi. There are southern rabbis, but I'm the hillbilly rabbi. All right, praise the Lord. Once you were alienated from God and hostile in your attitude by wicked deeds, but now he has reconciled you and Messiah, the Messiah's physical body through death, in order to present you holy, spotless, and blameless in his eyes, if indeed you continue in the faith, established and firm, not budging from the hope of the good news that you have heard. This good news has been proclaimed throughout all creation under heaven, and I, Paul, have become its servant. Now I rejoice in my sufferings for you, and in my physical body for the sake of his body, Messiah's community. I fill up what is lacking in the afflictions of Messiah. I became its servant according to God's commission, given to me for you in order to declare his message in full, the mystery that was hidden for ages and generations, but now has been revealed to his Kedoshim, his holy ones. God chose to make known to them this glorious mystery regarding the Gentiles, which is Messiah in you, the hope of glory. You see, my Jewish people and didn't largely accept the Messiah when he came, and so God offered salvation to the Gentiles, and the calling of the Jews to be a light unto the nations, and that's what a very few small group in the first century did of Jewish people. They brought the gospel to the nations, and it was a Gideon army of evangelists and fishermen and tax collectors, and that's why we're here today. But if you're watching today and you don't know Yeshua, you don't know Jesus, he is the Messiah of Israel. He was born in Bethlehem of a virgin. He grew up in Nazareth of Galilee. He's the son of Jesse. He's the son of David. He is the Messiah. He was crucified. He was buried for 3 days and three nights, and he rose from the dead on the third day. He's Jewish. The most Jewish thing you can do is believe in Yeshua, believe in Jesus Christ. He is your only hope. Hallelujah. And the reason that we can be rejoicing today, and we praise with Deborah and Vince, and that after what we went through yesterday and this week, is because we have that hope. Amen. We have that hope of glory. Yeshua, the hope of glory. Amen. Let's all say that. Yeshua, the hope of glory. We have that hope. We have that living hope that one day we will put off these tabernacles, these earthly tabernacles, I think of the fish with shells, you know, the clams and the lobsters and the crabs. They always shed their shells, and they go crawling around looking for a new one to fit into, you know. We don't have to crawl around looking for one. God's going to give us a new shell, a glorified body. So we have nothing to fear. Oh, death, where is your sting? Death has been swallowed up in victory. Praise God. And so if you trust in Yeshua, then you too can have the joy and the salvation and the hope. And you leave this world, you fly away into the arms of the Lord. And that is the promise. And it's the only hope. Buddha's dead, Krishna's dead, Muhammad's dead, but Jesus lives. Amen. Praise God. Amen. All right, we're going to take a love offering for the Intornos. What is how would you like checks to be made out? Debbie, make them out to Debbie. Deborah Klein. Let's just do Deborah Klein, K-L-I-N-E. And let's, guys, I'm gonna pray, but I just want to ask you, you know, these guys came from California. They're moving out here. They've got a lot of expenses. Have you been blessed today?
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. Yeah. Let's be, praise God. Amen. I trust they've encouraged your heart. I know I'm encouraged and ministered to. And as Deborah said, we've been friends on Facebook for a while, and sometimes there's people on Facebook you connect with, you know. And I think that Deborah's someone that I've connected with over the last couple of years, though we've never met in person. I'm glad you're here, and Vince, it's a pleasure knowing you, meeting you, and just a joy. I wish we could spend more time. So we're going to take an offering for them, for their ministry. Dawn and I have to go. We're going to be preaching in Paducah, Kentucky tomorrow. It's about 400 miles away. I'm preaching Messianic Judaism, The Missing Link to World Revival. You can see that message on our website, www.forzionsake.org. I'll be preaching at Mount Zion Baptist Church in Paducah, Kentucky. And so please pray for us as we travel. Dawn and I are going to have to hit the road. Meanwhile, the Intornos will be at their CD table, and so if you want to pick up a CD and greet them, we're going to slip out. We love you, and we'll be back by Wednesday. We have to do some stuff in Nashville on Monday, and we're coming back Tuesday, so we should be back in the office Wednesday. But please pray for us. Dawn hasn't been feeling well, and just for our strength, we've been going pretty hard. and for the message tomorrow for that church. But thank you, and let's pray for this offering. Would somebody, when we pass the basket around, Wendell, would you grab the basket and just bring it around, pass it down the aisles? Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this wonderful ministry of joy, of triumph over tragedy that we've seen today, Lord, that we've heard of triumph over tragedy, of victory over just horrible tragedy in their lives and their personal lives and family, Lord, and how you've brought Deborah and Vince through, and Lord, we thank you, Lord, that she listened to her friend to go to church that day and meet the Messiah. And meet the Messiah who's been rejected by most of his own people, so he went to church. Hallelujah. Hey, if you want to find him. But now you can come to a Messianic synagogue and meet him too. You don't have to go to church. You can come to a Messianic synagogue, and you don't have to be Jewish or Puerto Rican. You know, you can be whatever, and you can just come although we Puerto Ricans and Jews are welcome. So may God bless you as you give in Yeshua's name. And when Wendell's done, I'm going to give you the Aaronic benediction. You done? What's that? Yeah, you can give it to those guys. Yeah, he's great. I'm sorry. If they'll give me the number, let me know. It'd be great. Yeah. All right. Praise God. So has everybody had a chance to give? Is anybody else that didn't get a chance? Okay. All right. They're going to check it. Now, let me just give you a couple instructions. Wendell and Marie are taking the internos out to the Mad Greek for lunch. And anybody that wants to join them, that would like to join them for lunch, you all can go down there to the Mad Greek. And is that okay? Yeah, and hang out, have a you know, fellowship. So feel free if you like to do that. Now, there is a lot of leftovers from yesterday. There's no leftovers from yesterday. Well, you had said anybody that wanted to have some could clean up themselves. There's just pastry. Okay, I'm going down there. No, just kidding. I'm not going down there. We can have it Wednesday night. Wednesday night before prayer, we'll have food. Oh, Wednesday, you're going to have a work day, so maybe you can have the food Wednesday. Yeah, that's great. Okay. Yeah, and if any folks watching, Friends of For Zion's Sake, you want to come and break a sweat with Wendell and crack some concrete and pour a new foundation, we're gonna try to build a bathroom and a shower house outside our fellowship hall. Praise God. And so we're going to begin that process. And Wendell's going to start doing that Wednesday. So we're excited about that. And to have a bathroom outside our fellowship hall. Get rid of the outhouse. Praise God. Just kidding. We have bathrooms in the synagogue. Anyway, let's all stand. I want to give you the Aaronic benediction. So there is no lunch today here. If you want to go out, they're going to the Mad Greek. Just make your way down there and join the party, okay? And don't forget the CD table. Vince and Deborah, why don't you guys head back to that table now? It'd be great. And hallelujah. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this message, for this ministry today. I thank you for new friends and just for healing, Lord, sending healing. Sending encouragement to our hearts in a time of distress and pain. Lord, we just thank you and pray that people at home were blessed. And now, as the Lord said to Moses, tell Aaron that this is how you shall put my blessing upon the people. Yivrechecha Adonai v'yishmarecha. Ya'er Adonai panavelecha v'chunecha. Yisa Adonai פן מלך וישם לך שלום. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace, give you shalom. In the name of Yeshua, hallelujah. And don't, last but not least, Miss Dawn wants to say something. Oh, we've come to the Lord's table. Diane and Maria, would you come and serve? And I'll before we go to the CD table, let's go to the Lord's table. I almost forgot. I'm sorry. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam, borei pri hagafen. Amen. Blessed art thou, Lord our God, King of the universe, who brings forth the fruit of the vine. And Yeshua, who said, I am the vine and you are the branches. Whoever abides in me will bear much fruit. Amen. And on that same Passover night, Yeshua took the afikomen, the middle layer of bread, at the Passover table, and he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, this is my body given for you. And by that, he forever changed the meaning of Passover for all of us. And so I invite all believers in Messiah to come to his table. And I'm going to bless this. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam, hamotzi lechem min haaretz. Amen. Blessed art thou, Lord our God, King of the universe, who brings forth bread from the earth. And Yeshua, the bread of life, who rose from the earth on the third day. We invite all believers in the Messiah to come to the Lord's table, to the Shulchan Adonai, and receive his grace. In Yeshua's name, come as you're ready. Amen. Thank you, dear.